So this popular word, Jive Daya, generally people say Jive Daya. So here is the example of Jive. Jive Daya means to be merciful upon the fallen souls. So here is the example given by Prahlāda Mahārāja, that bhāvam āsuram unmuṣya. People are to be educated, trained scientifically, how they can give up the āsuram bhāvam. Āsuram bhāvam means demonic attitude. Demonic attitude means it is not to surrender and to be Supreme Personality of God. This is demonic, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namāna viṣkita-nam mūḍhā prapadyante narādhamā māyā abhuṣitam jñānā āśuram bhāvamā. So, Jīvedāya means to be merciful upon the living entities, means to drive their attitude, demonic attitude, somewhere else. That is the first class service to the human. Kivalānu bhavānanda sarūpa paramaśvara māyā antavitai sajya yati guna sajya. So, one to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as transcendental to this material creation, and although we cannot see Him within this material world, but we can perceive His presence and derive transcendental pleasure out of that. By anubhava, by feeling how Krishna is present to you. Instead of these asuras, the atheists and the divine, they are simply challenging. There is no God, God is dead. Everyone is God. God is impersonal, God is high. So, we have to educate them about Krishna consciousness, and they will derive the transcendental pleasure when they feel the presence of the Lord everywhere. This is the Krishna consciousness moment. following the footsteps of Pallarma. Sarvesu Sutesu Dayam Kurita Sauda. So you become friends of all living entities and be merciful on them and awaken their Krishna consciousness, which is dormant within him, and let them be helped by driving away the demonic attitude. And this is the common circumstance of Krishna consciousness. Drive out the demonic attitude. Then Prahlad Maharaj, Tushteta Tatra Simalabha Manantam Adi Kintai Gunabhatikarad Ihadi Satijya Dharma Daya Simagunena Satan Kitina Sāraṁa jīsāṁa charaṁa yūru bhūgāya tāṁa na. Prahlad Maharaj says, now our position is so striking that if we can please the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, kintai gunai vyatikarat ihaji satijya. Gunai vyatikarat. We desire within this material world many things which are nothing but created by the introduction of the three modes of material nature. Satijya. Satijya means we do not require to endeavor for them, they will come automatically. If Krishna is satisfied, then your necessity, eating, sleeping, nothing, you haven't got to make a separate endeavor, just as a permit. Just simply trying to adjust how they can very favorably enjoy the eating, sleeping business. But you can practically feel that due to Krishna consciousness, we have no such problem. They're automatically will be supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sasidhya. Sasidhya means automatically. Not only in India, outside India also, there are hundreds and thousands of temples and mosques and churches. None of them are starving unless they are devoid of God consciousness. Tishtesa tatra kim alabhya. There is no question. The yogis, they try to achieve the siddhi, perfection, to get something. But Prahlad Maharaj says that if you can please Krishna, then there is nothing unavailable. Everything will be available. We should remember this. Tishteta tatra kima alabha ananto adde kintai gunavati charat ihaji sasidhya dharma dayakim agunena chakantitena. And there is no need of acquiring religious perfection. One who is worshipping Radha Krishna in the temple, he has already attained all religious perfection. There is no question whether he is Hindu, he is Muslim, he is Christian, everyone is trying to be religiously perfect. But if anyone is engaged in Krishna service, the religious perfection is already there. Manushya jivana paiya radha krishna navaiya janiya sunya visokhaya dharma vayasim agunena. As अगुना में निर्गुण और बिकमिंग ब्रह्म भूत और लिबरेट सो देर इज नो नीड ऑफ हैंकरिंग आफ्टर लिबरेट बिकॉज वन इज एंगेज इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड एक्चुअली ड्यूरिंग सर्विस ही इज ऑलरेडी लिबरेट सगुणान समुचितान ब्रह्म भूयाय कल्पत कृष्णा से कई दिन भगवत जी का स्वयं थे यद एनी वन हु एंगेज इन माई सर्विस बाय एग्जीक्यूटिंग प्रिस्क्राइब डिवोशनल सर्विस रूटीन वॉर मांस ऑफ व्याभिचारी दिस वर्ड अभिचारी मीन्स विदाउट एनी फॉल्ट देर आर offences in Sivāl, Sivā Prāna. These things are described in the Nectar of Devotion. There are 64 kinds of Sivā Prāna. Just that we should not come to the duty room without changing our clothes, without taking bath. There are so many rules and regulations. Those who are engaged, a bhavicharini bhakti yogina, without any fault, those who are engaged in devotional service, sa gunan samatita itana brahma bhuyata. Immediately, he becomes liberated and his brahma realization is already there. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. The jnanis, they are trying to realize their Brahma identity by so much tapasya. But anyone who has somewhere or other pleased Krishna, his Brahma realization is immediately expressed. Ketadatpanamadhanam bhava mahadavadhinu bhavanam. This is Brahma realization. Second installment. First installment is Ketadatpanamadhanam. Cleansing the heart. Next installment is Brahma, Brahma Bhuta, Prasanna. So Chollar Maharshi says, Dharmadaya Kumagunina Chakanchitana. What is the use of hankering after perfection in religion or merging into the existence of the Lord? There is no need. Mukti Mukulitanvali Sevatasma. Mukti, liberation. Shurdas, Billamangal says, well, if I have got real devotional service, unthinking devotional service unto the Lord, then Mukti will stand before me with folded hands, my dear sir, what can I do for you? Mukti, Mukulita Anjali. धर्मादय से धर्म अर्थ का मोक्ष चतुर्वर्ग सो देर इज नो नीड ऑफ परफॉर्मेंस एनी अदर रिलीजियस लाइफ सिंपली डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्ण राधा कृष्ण इन आवर टेम्पल इज गोज ऑन such persons have nothing to do with any other religious ritual, law, dharma. Neither they have to hanker after merging into the existence of the Lord. Agumena. Sarana dhisana charanayo rupakayatana. Now, if we are absorbed in the thought or in glorifying Sankirtan of the Lord, then we should know that we have taken the essence of all religious purposes. Aradhita Jadi Harish Tapasata Tashim. Somewhere or other, if we can approach Hari Krishna and engage ourselves in his service, then there is no other, no necessity of any kind of austerity ottenente.
Sarana jitana charanai urupagāya tānana dharmātta kāmaṁ tijo abhihita svarga
නයදෝ බීඩාග මාත්‍යා මන්නේත දූත කිලං නිගමස්ස සත්‍යම් නාථාතන බීඩා
සදා සමයේ දුන් බිග් කරයි කාන්දි
හි පුඩි ෆාර්වඩ් කොරාරුමෙන් සේ දතෝ Then why there are so many religious rituals, so many in the Vedas, big yoga, big rituals, ceremonies, they are described here. Ikkha. Ikkha means atma-vidya. Atma-vidya means self-realization. For self-realization, so many prescribed rules and regulations are there.
Ikkha.
Trayi. Trayi means karma vidya or karma kanda in the Vedas. Performing yogas, elevating oneself to the heavenly planet or going to the moon planet. There are so many vidya, science.
So, ichcha, trayi, nayadamau, nayadamau, nayadamau
means philosophical argument. So, understand Brahma,
nayadamau, tarka, dhananitishka, vividhata vata.
They are simply professional occupation. Actually, the aim is by understanding or undergoing all these processes, one has to come to surrender to Krishna. So if anyone has surrendered to Krishna, it means that he has already surpassed all these processes.
Ikkhātrayi, ikkhātrayi nayadamau vidhātva. Manne tadetad akilang nivasya satyam.
They are actually fact, true, the prescribed rule. But
Sātmātanaṁ suhida paramasasmaṁita.
But they are not end in themselves, but they are means to come to Krishna and surrender. So one who has directly surrendered, then ārādita gurhe sapasāta tattu, there is no need of undergoing so many formulas. So it is not that a devotee, when he is engaged in devotional service, it is not that he has not passed other formulas prescribed in the Veda. It's like a Vaishnava. As soon as he is a Vaishnava, he is immediately a Brahman. The Brahmana means the Brahma-jnana. He is already there. Anuṣṭhīpa, it is called Anuṣṭhīpa.
Manne tadita dakhilaṁ nigamastha satyaṁ sātmārpanaṁ sasrihida paravastha punta.
These things are meant for surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our real friend. Krishna also confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maam prapadyat. Visham antagatam papam jananam punna karmanam te dagnam ho nirmukta bhajanti maam virabhata. All these formulas, rituals, ceremonies are to purify oneself from the contamination of this material world, sinful life. But without doing this, nobody can approach to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, absolute truth. But if one is actually engaged in the service of the Lord, it is to be understood that he has already dismissed all sinful actions. Just like my Guru Maharaj used to And I would quote one story that one man, two friends. So one was very learned, another was not very learned. So another third friend is saying, "Oh, your friend has become high court judge." So he could not believe that. No, I do not. He is not so learned. How he can to be high court judge? No, sir, I have seen. He is in the bench in the high court. I have seen he is delivering a judgment. All right, maybe. Then he is not getting any salary. He must not be getting any salary. He may be on the bench of the high court, but he is not getting any salary. Because that man will never believe that he was not very learned. How he can be a high court judge? But this man is insisting, "Yes, I have seen with my own eyes that he is sitting on the bench and delivering judgment." Maybe that he is not getting salary. So actually people, they do not know that if one is engaged in devotional service, he has already surpassed all these ritualistic ceremonies, Vedas, everything. There is a nice verse in the Bhagavad. I just now do not remember. It is said like that. He has already done everything. Just like the same example. If one has become actually a judge in the high court, that means he has already passed all the law exams. You may say that he is not getting salary. That is a different thing. That is your envious nature. But he has passed all the exams. And similarly, if one is actually engaged in devotional service of the Lord, it is to be understood that he has performed all the tapasas, all the austerities, in his previous life. It is jnanam.
Jnanam tatidab amalam gurvapa maha narayana narasakasya naranadaya yutan chinam bhato bhagavatas tatakim chinam padaravinda rajasthapnita dihinam chyat. So, इच्छा स्विद्या तरी कर्म विद्या नयदम तत्क दंड निपुष्ट विविधा चार्ता जीविता तभी तत्सर्व निगमश अर्थजात सुहृद शांतजामी न परमश पुंस सात्मात्मन साधनं तत्ति सर्व सत्संग मे सत्पर्याद अन्यथा तद असत्तमेव. And if after performing all these ritualistic ceremonies, if one does not attain to that position, Krishna Bhakti, then it is to be understood they are all false. Simply worship God. Kāna śrutasya dharma, saṃsiddhi haitosa. If one has not learned how to love Krishna, then all his ritualistic ceremonies and austerities and penances are simply useless for Satya. There is no meaning. Tarhi sarvam satyang manne satya paratyat annatha tat asattam eva. Annatra, if they are not leading to the devotional service of the Lord, they are asattam eva. They are untrue. They are no meaning.
Yadvāt tadetat akhilaṁ nigamaskat traigannya viśayasya pratipāddam manne sattaṁ puna nishtraigannya lakhanaṁ paramasya puṁsa sātmātpana meva ittata taduktaṁ traigannya viśayabhidā nishtraigannya bhavāja. He is quoting also from the Bhagavad Gita when Krishna advised Arjuna
that you become, be situated on the transcendental position. Don't be, puzzled by the performance in the three modes of materialism. Trigunna Vishwas. Tisham Vishwasatham Guru Sampradaya Maha Jnanamiti. Now, Prahlad Maharaj is speaking to the demon, demonic friend. So, Prahlad Maharaj is giving his comment that you are speaking so nice things, this is all right, but what is the authority of your saying? Anyone can say. It's a very nice question. That you have said so many things, you are a 5-year-old boy. How you should take it or accept it as authoritative statement? This is the challenge. So he is saying, Jnanam tadidat amalam jirapam narayana narasakha kila naradaya. So, Srikantinam bhagavatastad akinchanana padara dinda rajasta plutadeshinam kya. Jatva tesam vishasya guru sampradamaha jnanamiti. Jatva narada sruta tatra kuta madrishanam adhitara ityasankaha bhagavata ekanta bhaktanam jat padaraja rajas tinaplutanam snatanam dihinam sarvisamati tad jnanam syat natu uttamanam eviti niyama. So he says that because I received it through the authority of Narada, therefore it is fair. This should be our position. This is called parampara, receiving knowledge from parampara, authority. We cannot speak anything authoritative. We have no power. But if we receive that knowledge from the authority by disciplic succession, then whatever we say, that is authority. Jnanam tadetat amalam. Allah says, this is without any contamination. This is perfect knowledge. Viravapa. And it is very difficult to obtain also. Narayana narasaka kila naradaya. But it is received to Narada, therefore it is authority. Itantinana bhagavata tat apinchanana padara vinda rajasta aplita dhijnansa. Itantinana, those who are fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, apinchan, and one who has nothing in his position except Krishna, bhagavata tat apinchan padara vinda, and they are simply pure by taking bath in the ocean of the dust at the lotus feet of Krishna, Vekananda, Adakshana. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Only it is possible for them, those who have fully surrendered to Krishna and they have taken bath in the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna and have taken shelter of a bona fide devotee coming in the disciplic succession. For them, this knowledge is understandable, not for us. Sita metan maya purvam jnanam vijnana sanyutam dharmam bhagavatam siddham naradad devadattama. I have received this knowledge from Narada, devadattama. He aspired to be seen by many, many big demigods. From whom I have received this knowledge. Sutametan maya purvam. Because he was 5 years old, so he heard this message from Narada when he was in the womb of the mother, that we said, I have heard it. Sutametan maya purvam jnanam vijnana sanyutam. It is not bogus. It is the most scientific knowledge. Dharmam Bhagavatam Siddham, and it is known as Bhagavad Dharma, Siddham, pure, without any material contamination. Narada Devadarsana. Satrati Vishnuta Apishanti Palladeti Itabhyam Sandamakabhyam Mithi Annanguru Na Vidma Itad Agamanat Puddham Evaha Narada Parsam Gata Iti Chetasrahu Balanam Api Api Sishinam Api Asmakam Itad Ishara Niyantaru Uttanta Vannanna Gamanam Na Sambhavut. So the Asura Balak, the Asura, Asura kill boys, that my dear Prahlad, you are also a son of the royal family, you never went to learn any transcendental subject matter from anybody else. You are simply coming to the school, right? As we had no other chance, that how you learnt all these things, therefore you explained, yes, I learnt it from Narada. So anyone who challenges that where from you got this knowledge, so you have to say that you have got it from the Parampara system directly from Krishna. Our knowledge is perfect, yes. Actually, from practical point of view, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Puritajyamam Ekami Saranam Bhaja, or Krishna says, Matta Parataram Narana Kinti Yashti Dhananjaya, there is no more superior authority than me, to surrender unto me, then what we are preaching. We are preaching the same thing, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is better than him. You surrender unto him. Therefore, our knowledge is perfect. We are speaking nothing extra. What Krishna says, Krishna is perfect. So he is teaching the perfect. And we are distributing that teaching. Therefore, our philosophy is perfect, our teaching is perfect. Lhadatam vayam chāpi nattinam vidmahe guram itabhyāng guruputrabhyāng bālānam apīśvara bālasyānta purasthasya mahasthanga durannaya hindīna saṅkhaya samma sakti vishnam vakārana. Now, this question, dear Prahlad, you were never out of your palace. You could learn this. This explanation will be given next step. Thank you. Not like that. Suppose a man has got $1 million by doing very large scale business. And another man, somehow or other, got the same million and $100 million. So it is to be understood that he has done all the business. The effect is there. The effect is there. Phalena parishyate. You haven't got to study how he has got it. When he has got it is to be understood that he has all done all this business, all this hard labor, all this. Because he has got the effect on it. That is the analogy. That anyone who is already engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, it is to be understood that he has already done all the pious activities, religious, spiritual, and everything. Phalena parishyate. Even if he has not done, it is to be understood that he has done. doesn't have to do any work.
No. Why? Why if you have got 100 million dollars, why should you work hard? As a businessman. What is the profit there? You have already got the reason. Why should you waste your time in that way? Another example can be given that in high skyscraper building, one is coming step by step, another is lifted by the elevator engine. So it is to be understood that he has crossed over all these steps. It is to be understood. Why he should go again down? Oh, let me come step by step, step by step. Do you like that? Very intelligent?
No.
It is to be understood, yes, I have passed all this time. And if somebody says, oh, I have not passed all this steps, step by step, let me go down again, come back. That is not very intelligent. It is not required. Your result is already there. You have come to the 102nd floor. That's all. And attend these classes. If you want to maintain this temple, you must follow this routine one. Otherwise, what is the use of occupying this big hall and big house? There will be to install, you have to worship, you have to perform the regulated service, make programs. Simply for residential purpose, there is no need of occupying such big house. Is it necessary? For simply for residing, sleeping at night, that is also not very perfectly. The regulative principle should be followed very strictly.